I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 23rd. There were 23 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 158. Quincy's positivity rate is 2.79%. The city is in the yellow category. On the state's risk assessment map, there have been 152 deaths. Granite Telecommunications of Quincy will donate $50,000 to Quincy Asian Resources and the Boston Chinatown Neighborhood Center to help those agencies combat anti-Asian racism and violence. Granite CEO Rob Hale says the donation demonstrates his company's commitment to the region's Asian American community and its efforts to promote inclusion and equity. City of Quincy will receive almost $115,000 in state funds to make it easier for residents of low-income and senior housing developments get around in the winter months. The funds can be used for better pedestrian access, ramps, and improved traffic signals. The family of Quincy World War II veteran Anthony Grasso is trying to raise $5,000 so he can travel to South Carolina to pay tribute to the man who saved his life in battle. The 96-year-old Grasso wants to visit the grave of Lieutenant Frank DeBose, who died in the Battle of Hurtgen Forest in 1944. Grasso's daughter has launched a GoFundMe page to try and raise the money needed for the trip. People can dispose of their unused or expired medications in the parking lot of the Quincy Police Station Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as part of National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The event is free and open to all. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed one day through Saturday due to the Patriots Day holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, April 23rd.